Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Dwayne Baumgartner, who is the founder of City Ranked Media, which he started in 2010 as a side project to fund his two daughters' college funds. In 2011, Dwayne took City Ranked as a full-time endeavor where it has continued to grow year over year. So today we're going to be discussing Dwayne's journey of entrepreneurship and how he's grown City Ranked Media. So thanks so much for joining us today, Dwayne.
All right. Thanks, Julia, for having me.
So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can know you, can get to know you a little bit. To start, you know, I'd love to know what really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur.
You know, if you would have asked me that in the beginning, when I first started this, it was really exciting because I got to work with small business owners and actually was really able to help them grow their business and give them ideas and tips and tricks on how to close more sales, but also how to effectively use the internet to market their business. And, you know, even today, the very first customer that I ever sold into advertising, first thing out of training, is still a customer of ours today. And
it's been
exciting to see them grow. As time has went on and my agency has changed over the years, I think, you know, back in 2019, I had kind of an epiphany that my excitement had changed. You know, it's really super exciting to see my clients grow and all that kind of stuff, but it's changed in the fact that now my focus is more towards my employees and seeing them grow and seeing them learn and put their skills to use to help businesses grow.
Interesting. I love that. Yeah. Very cool. And then, so how did you originally get into digital marketing?
Oh, that's an interesting story. Before I got into advertising, I worked in contract security for many years and needed to make a career change. Back then, we didn't use the internet for finding jobs. We used newspapers. I responded to an ad for a small company called Verizon, and it turned out to be Verizon Information Services. But I went to work there, started selling Yellow Page ads, and quickly moved into their internet Yellow Pages offerings. And, you know, fast forward 8 years, I started my own agency.
Very cool. So yeah, I know you started, you know, kind of just trying to, you know, save for your two daughters' college funds. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about that journey of, you know, why you decided to really take it from being a side hustle to being, you know, a growth-oriented agency.
Yeah, that was interesting. I just started it as kind of a side thing, and it wasn't very much that I was charging a couple of customers, and it was more of an exercise for me to stay up to date on the newest offerings that the major search engines were offering, so I could talk coherently to my customers about search engine marketing tactics and how to you know, get the most ROI out of it. Because back then, pay-per-click was a little bit of a mystery. And so I did that just to keep things, you know, keep my sales skills fresh and to be able to be in the know on the newest products out there and the newest tactics and tips and tricks and how the user interface worked, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. About a year later, the direction of the company that I worked for had radically changed. The unit I was working for was sunsetted, and I needed to make a decision on what I was doing with my career. I shopped a few of the bigger agencies, and decided that, you know, it was more important for me at that point in time to raise my family, to be at home for my kids. My oldest daughter was just entering kindergarten, and it was very attractive to me to be able to walk her to school in the morning and be there for her on the bus when she came home. And so this seemed to be a good fit.
Very interesting. I love that. So, you know, in the early days, what were some of those challenges that you had to overcome when you were first starting out?
The biggest challenge was is that, yes, I understood how to do search engine optimization. I was very good at pay-per-click, but I had zero skills when it came to anything on how to build websites, how to do search engine optimization. And back then, you know, websites were still being built with things like Yahoo Site Builder and GeoCities sites and some of these other ones. And yeah, that was my biggest challenge. And so I went out and my first websites were built on Yahoo Site Builder and a couple other platforms. And I quickly determined that I needed to, you know, spend some time and focus on some skills to be able to build dynamic websites. And that's when I started dabbling with WordPress. Back then, WordPress was not super popular. And it just happened that the local college here was offering an accredited course. I entered that, took that course for one semester, got as many skills as I could under my belt, and kind of just went from there and learned everything else online.
That's awesome. And so how do you guys, you know, it's a digital marketing has become a pretty saturated market. There's a lot of digital marketers out there nowadays. So how do you guys kind of break through the noise and help differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
Yeah, that was very interesting in the very beginning because, you know, I am a firm believer not outsourcing efforts, especially when it comes to this. You know, I worked in, you know, 8 years doing it with a company that outsourced a lot of their efforts, and it was very frustrating to small business owners. You know, it could have taken them, you know, a month or two to get changes made to their websites or programs or anything else. So at that point in time, I committed myself if I was going to be doing this, I was going to be doing it all 100% with real employees, real people, so we could control the quality. That's not to say that we haven't tried outsourcing things here and there before in the past, but it's just never worked well for what it is that we do. Mm-hmm. The second thing that we do is we focused on something a little bit different than a lot of agencies. From the very beginning, I started doing tracking on everything as far as lead generation. So we weren't afraid to track organic calls. We weren't afraid to track paid calls, all that kind of stuff. And so what I was able to do was, and back then business owners were really focused on keyword rankings. What I got them and was able to show them that keyword rankings didn't necessarily mean business. It was what they were doing with the leads once they came into their business. And so from there, we really focused heavily on a mantra for our agency where we focus on traffic, qualified traffic to a website, and then what happens to those conversions once they get into the client's hands. And most recently, we've introduced marketing automation to do the full circle attribution, which has proven to be exceptionally good for our customers.
Interesting. Okay. And then, so if you had one growth tip that you could share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
I think that the biggest one would be to focus on what makes you different and what it is that you're good at. In my particular case, my particular discipline happened to be search engine optimization with maybe a minor in PPC. Mm-hmm. And back then that was good. But, you know, I think for a lot of agency owners, they can, you know, go, there's so many different things that are out there and they can get distracted by the newest shiny thing out there. So I think focusing on your core, what your core strengths are, what your agency is good at, and then going from there, as you start to expand your agency, looking for people, prospective employees coming in the door that have skills that your agency currently doesn't have and letting those employees develop those skills into new product offerings.
Very good. So I would love to pick your brain a little bit on sales. So, you know, how are you constantly bringing in more leads to your agency and then closing those prospects?
That's been kind of a challenge as well. You know, as an agency, we haven't spent a tremendous amount of money on advertising over the years. As a matter of fact, you know, here within the last 2 years is the first time we've actually started doing that. everything we've done has been organic and word of mouth referral. And I think that's worked out exceptionally well for us now. Those are the types of customers that we want. Being able to focus on what it is that makes our agency different. And I think one of the things also that's important for agencies to know is that we learned pretty quickly that vetting prospects coming in to make sure that they were also a good fit for our culture, that they understood what it is that we offered, and they agreed to work on our terms as far as key performance indicators. Because at the end of the day, really what they should be worried about is growing their business and mm-hmm. and different strategies to grow their business. And that's where we come in and help with that.
Yeah. So what is a green flag for you that a prospect is going to be a good fit for your agency? What do you look for?
Unfortunately, this is our green flag is any company that's been around for a couple of years has had a good digital presence, but has been underwhelmed by their current provider, has not seen the results that they're looking for, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. When we get prospects that come in that are ultra focused on keyword rankings, we call that vanity, a vanity sell. And those typically are not good fits for us. So, you know, really focusing on what is going to drive the bottom line growth for those customers is important.
Interesting. Okay. So do you have any tips for creating really happy clients who are going to help bring those referrals in at the end of the day?
Yes. Talk to your clients. That's something that we started from the very beginning. I don't know if there was a lot of agencies locally that were doing it. I don't think there was, but we started meeting with our customers face to face every single month. And as a matter of fact, when I first started my agency, I would tell our customers, I would be like, hey, if I'm not bringing you a new idea that you feel like is going to make you money every single month during our meeting, you shouldn't pay me. And I would even tell them at that meeting, I'll bring my invoice and you can write a check at that point in time. And that worked out really good to gain a lot of trust, because a lot of business owners have been told several different things, you know, when it comes to marketing and advertising, but being able to actually show your results and show that it's growing their business is what really matters at the end of the day.
Yeah. So is that something that you are, you know, reviewing your reporting with your clients at that monthly meeting?
Yes. Yes. Reporting is very, very important to us. And moreover, reporting that is taken straight from the publisher's mouth. As an agency, we have a rule that we don't take any third party reporting outside of attribution reporting, I should say. So all of our reports are derived directly from that publisher's platform, and so we're able to speak to them and then also be able to show the client that, hey, this is where you would look in your different reportings from the publisher to back those numbers up.
Yeah, I think that's really smart, because so many agencies they just send the report over, and then it's usually a little bit convoluted, can sometimes be a bit confusing to your client, and then quite often they just won't even look at it, and then months go by of them not looking at it. And that's when you get that kind of frustrated email with what are you guys really doing over there? So even though you guys are hard at work delivering results, but it just hasn't been communicated properly.
And I think that's a very key point. And that's something that we invested in heavily in the very beginning, is use of a CRM. I think with a lot of business owners, there's a stigma that, hey, if you work in digital or you're doing marketing, I hate to say it, but I've talked to clients in the terms where it's not like we're sitting in the office drinking Mountain Dew and playing Xbox all day. We're actually doing work. And so one of the things we did is very early on invested in a CRM that notifies the client every single time that we're touching their account, what we're doing to it, how long we spent on it, and what the end result was. And if it's something to do with, optimization or something of that nature, we also have where we follow up and show them after, 30, 60 days down the road, did this tactic work or did it not? Do we need to massage it a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome while you've been growing your agency?
Letting go. it's very tough for a business owner. You build something and and you expect it to run a certain way. And I think that was a tough thing for me to accept in the beginning, is that my way was not always the right way. And most recently, you know, we've experienced some really good growth since 2019. And I think that's a direct result of me letting go of the reins and letting my leadership team take over and giving them more and more control over the course of the ship, which has allowed me as the business owner to go out and work on securing bigger relationships with bigger advertisers in different areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. So how do you, you know, you are the, you know, the CEO of the company. How do you prioritize your time and be ensuring that the task that you're working on is making, you know, the most of your time, is bringing the most impact to the company?
Yeah. So again, back in 2019, I stepped down from kind of the daily operations of the business. Our president, Erica Sirocco, has been running this since then. And so my focus has been since then to develop my leadership team. I have four key managers that run the ship on a daily basis. And my job is to make sure that they have the tools that they need to succeed. I also work with our largest clients to make sure that their needs are being met. And then also I work with our technical teams on new innovations and new releases that we're doing. That's something that's always been extremely passionate for us, to be able to come up with new ways of doing things. We do quite a bit as far as plugin development with WordPress and frankly, a lot of different testing, CRO testing, stuff of that nature, to drive more innovation with our company.
Interesting. That's I'm always curious to know how CEOs are spending their time, because you know there's never enough hours in the day, and it's so important, I think, to be just, you know, viewing everything through the lens of, you know, how is this task going to be pushing the company forward.
Yeah.
So knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would have done differently when you were first starting out?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been so hard-headed. I think probably in the beginning, you know, that me learning to let go and get some control over and some leadership to leadership abilities to some of the folks on my team was really important and pivotal for our growth. Mm-hmm. And I think probably one of the biggest things, and I mentioned it earlier, is not getting distracted by the shiny things in our industry. There's always new software, there's always new tools, and there's always this new cool thing. But I try to focus on things that I know will move the revenue needle for our clients. And those are the things that get our attention.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So would you say that you maybe waited a little bit too long to make that first hire?
My first hire was 8 months in. I don't think that it was too long. I was brand new at it, and I was putting in a lot of hours. And I think I got to a point where I realized that I could not sustain that level of activity over the long term. Plus, I had small children too, so it just wasn't working. So
yeah, no doubt, it's not easy to balance at all.
Yeah.
So where do you see City Ranked Media in 5 years' time?
That's a good question. I think we're going to continue to innovate. One thing that we're doing right now is we are slowly but surely introducing marketing automation to a lot of our clients. And I think that's one of the things that we have always been particularly good at, is staying ahead of the curve when it comes to introducing new code, new technology, new ideas to our customers. And so this is just the latest one. But if I was a betting man, I would probably guess that we will have a couple more offices, more employees, and more growth.
Amazing. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we begin wrapping up that you think would be useful or beneficial to any agency owners who may be listening?
Yeah, one thing that as I was thinking about this, one thing that I know personally from talking to a lot of agency owners, and I've been shoulder tapped over the years on what it is that I did. And I always tell everybody the same thing, that I have a ton of advice on things not to do, because we're, you know, as entrepreneurs, I think we try a lot of things. Some things work, some things don't.
Yeah.
Some things cost money. But one thing is just to make sure that you take the time, your personal time, to focus on your personal well-being, because it can get, you know, when you have several clients and competing demands, it can be really easy to work long hours, work weekends, evenings, and stuff like that. And I can tell you that that's only sustainable for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Really good advice. Definitely take care of yourself, put those boundaries in place so that you're able to balance, you know, your personal life as well. And and then you're really playing the long game. So next we are going to move on to the fast five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
This is an interesting question. You know, probably, I want to say it's probably been about a year, year and a half ago, my leadership team and myself, at the urging of one of my clients, we sat down and all read The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. It was a book I'd read before, but it was interesting doing that and reading it together as a group and then discussing it on a weekly basis, because I started to see that myself as a CEO, because I wasn't letting go of a lot of the decision-making abilities. I wasn't trusting my staff to always make the decisions. The bottlenecks were often occurring with me. So I think that was an eye-opening read for myself.
I think it's really cool that you guys all read that together and then had the discussions like that. I've had agency owners come on and they do that regularly with their team. And it's almost like a book club type thing. And I think it's such a cool idea and it's such a great way to just promote a growth culture within your agency.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, awesome. And then, so what does your morning routine look like?
I suspect probably a lot like most people's. Coffee, catch up on news. I will scroll through social media, especially with anything to do with new articles or new things that are out there in the industry. And it used to be Twitter used to be my big go-to, but more recently, it's been our company Slack channel. And then what's been really cool is to see that a lot of our employees are taking initiative time to do their own self-learning and sharing what they're finding with our entire team. So I often do that in the morning, is read up on articles getting sent to me by staff.
Nice. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
You know, I used to really like the way that Richard Branson taught, but you know, as this has grown, you know, probably my biggest inspiration are a lot of my clients, because I get to see and talk to so many different, you know, everything from, you know, the small business owner that's got five employees to the business owner that's running a Fortune 100 company, or the CMO running a Fortune 100 company. And I think once you get to a certain point where in a certain level, with a lot of these customers, they feel like you're a partner with them, and just as much it goes in reverse. And so they're not afraid to share their experiences and their recommendations.
Very good. And what is your favorite online tool?
Getting back to things that are shiny and things that can be distracting, that's a tough one. But I'm gonna stick with the tried and true. You know, we, again, as an agency, we go to the publisher level on everything. So our everything that we do is directly from the publisher. Now we do use third party tools and stuff of that nature, but yeah, those are the ones that we use.
Okay, perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
To be more flexible, I think that's I never thought that this would grow to the level that it has, and I think there became a time when I needed to take some stock in myself and reflection on myself, and actually one of my clients gave me a really good piece of advice. He told me in the very beginning, just do the right thing and the money will come. And so that's what we focused on as an agency. We always do the right thing. And we have several different questions that we ask ourselves before we make decisions. And based upon those kinds of questions is kind of the decision-making matrix that we use. And so I think focusing on doing the right thing and doing that sooner.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dwayne. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thanks, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.